Good win for the Lake Show. Lakers over the Dallas Mavericks, 138-115, the final score. Lakers hit their shots. I mean, no better way to put it there. 138 points from the Lake Show. They shoot 56% from the field. They hit 19 three-pointers out of 39, shoot almost 50% from the three-point line. 33 assists for the Lakers. That's the kind of performance Laker fans wanted to see from the Lake Show tonight. And the Lakers come through with a 23-point victory. The balance, I mean, just a great balance attack from the Lakers. And I really believe this. I really feel that this is what we can expect from the Lakers as the season progresses. They're only going to get better. You're only going to see guys, yes, Anthony Davis, LeBron James. Okay, no surprise, no shock there. These are two of the best players in the NBA. Every single night they're going to come through. But it's the other guys. You know, tonight, Markieff Morris, Kyle Kuzma, Dennis Schroeder, Montrezl Harrell. You can go down the list of all these different players contributing for the Lakers, and there's a very, very good chance that we're going to have a lot of post-game shows together this season where we're talking about the balance attack from the Lakers, and certainly the Lakers had it tonight. Phone number 877-710-ESPN. If you want to react to this W from the Los Angeles Lakers, make sure to call us in on the Pizza Hut Lakers post-game show. I do want to go out to Lakers head coach Frank Vogel, courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet. Let's get his thoughts on the Lakers' 138-115 win over the Dallas Mavericks.
Hey, Frank, what did you think led to the efficiency on offense, both with the starting group and the bench group as well?
Well, we have a lot of offensive firepower, for one. You know, our guys had a motivated spirit today after the game one loss. And
I put my hand up on that.
We were in attack mode, and I think everybody was.
How are you going to be a distraction?
We mute everything, guys. Whoever's not on mute.
Frank, if you wouldn't mind just reiterating that last part there. Sorry about the mute.
Yeah, we have a lot of offensive firepower, and our guys had a motivated spirit after the game one loss. We're in attack mode, attacking the paint, but also thinking extra pass basketball, and we had 33 assists and a strong offensive performance.
Just wanted to ask you about Harrell specifically with that second unit, the efficiency that he had, how he's able to operate from, you know, what you've seen in practice, what you saw last year, and how it's playing off on your roster.
Yeah, simplest way to put it is he catches everything and he finishes everything. He's just he's a talented guy, with his rolls through the basket, offensive rebounds. He's just got a great knack for his little hook shots and push shots. In the paint, you can post him some, and you know, the reason he was sick in the year last year, and a reason why we wanted to pick him up. You know, he just had a terrific night, 10 for 13, 22 points.
Kyle Goon?
Yeah, Frank, you know, it seemed like you guys had, you know, some mixed success on Doncic, but how do you feel like that defensive plan worked for, you know, early in the year against a really high-powered star?
Yeah, probably not good enough. Luckily, our offense was clicking the way it was. But, you know, I do think that we did a decent job on the three-point line. It seems capable of making 20-plus threes if you overcommit to your helps. And, you know, we just try to compete as best we can with Luka in terms of, you know, shooting a low percentage, keeping him from making a lot of threes. And, like I said, trying not to overhelp and open up their three-point game.
Dan Wojcicki.
Hey, Frank. Is one of the hopes with this roster that you might be able to close games like you did tonight with either LeBron or AD on the bench because of kind of the firepower you have? And is that one of the advantages?
Yeah, Harrell? It's a dual-purpose thing. You know, we want to get, you know, our depth, enough reps, whether it's returning guys or new guys, to get their legs on them, to get the rhythm and timing up, and while also managing LeBron and Anthony's minutes early in the season. And you know, obviously, anytime you can build a lead up and up where you can sit your starters towards the end of the game, you know, that's always positive.
Did you ever come close to putting him back in at all during that stretch?
You know, I'm always you know, cautious of how a game can turn. So, you know, I didn't really, I never really mentally them completely out of the game until I emptied the bench.
Dave McMiniman. Frank, what was the part of the offensive explosion do you feel like is most responsible for? You shoot almost twice as well from the three than you did in opening night against the Clippers. Is there a point where you guys find rhythm as a team because you haven't had that much time together? Is it a mix of the looks you're getting against the Mavs defense? What can you account for that?
Well, I think it starts with LeBron and Anthony playing at a high level. That puts a lot of pressure on the defense to commit, and those guys are willing passers. So, you know, you move on to the basketball round with the firepower that we have and commit to the open shot. You know, we're going to shoot a high percentage. I'd also say we just have a number of guys playing well. Now, obviously, Trez and Dennis with his ability to get in the paint and create for others. Kuz played well. You know, a lot of guys have played well individually. But, again, you have the type of guys that we have to attack, still make extra passes when the help comes. You know, you have a chance to have, you know, to produce the way we did tonight.
Jovan?
Hey, Frank, the other day you said that you told Kyle that you wanted him to bring energy on both ends of the floor. What did you think of his energy tonight? You know, he had a couple offensive rebounds, a nice block defensively. What did you make of his performance?
Yeah, I think he's playing at a high level, you know, and what I think he really improved upon last year is impacting the game in ways other than scoring. And, you know, I mean, the defensive effort, the defensive glass, blocking shots like he did tonight on that one in one help side play. You know, and then offensively, you know, whether he has the ball or not, he's going to be really, really active. You know, crashing the glass, cutting through the basket, moving out the basketball, and then obviously the ability to get hot the way he did tonight as well. So just a very versatile guy. It's you know, a reason why we have strong belief in him, man. And he's a big part of the tonight.
All right, we're going to take a few more. Melissa Rowland.
Hey, Frank, you guys had a 35-0 advantage in second chance points. What does that say about your aggressiveness and focus?
Yeah, well, we want to be a team that crashes. You know, obviously we lost two of the offensive rebounders in JaVale and Dwight, and we're a little bit different at center position. But when we have a five-out look, you know, we want to encourage our guys to be perimeter crashers. And you know, I thought the bigs and our perimeter guys were active. That's a play hard type of habit, and making sure we're honoring the offensive glass, not playing one shot basketball. And I loved our commitment to that part of the game tonight. And then defensively, this team really embarrassed us last year with their perimeter crashing and you know, put up high offensive rebounding totals against us. So it was a big point of emphasis in the game plan tonight, is to limit them on the glass. So 0 second chance points, really remarkable for our team this early in the season.
All right, two more. Jordan Richard.
Hey, Frank, can you just talk a little bit about Dennis Schroeder? You know, he does a lot of stuff that isn't even on a stat sheet. You know, he picks up full court, you know, in isolation, post-up situations. He does a great job on Luka. And then 18 points, 6 assists today, and is efficient. Can you just explain, like, how he's picking up the offense and just doing a real good job defensively?
Dennis is a dynamic player, you know, and there's a reason we're so excited to have him here. You mentioned some of those things, you know. He's the best defensively, picking up full court, has great containment ability, long arms. To get his hands on the ball and deflect the ball. And, you know, what he can do to our team better than anyone else is really get in the paint, you know, and his ability to you know, wreak havoc on the defense, create things for others, and really flatten out the D, along with the fact that he can shoot the ball from range. So, you know, like I said, he's a dynamic player and also a big part of the win tonight.
All right, that's Lakers head coach Frank Vogel right there on the 138-115 victory over the Dallas Mavericks. Obviously, a lot of praise going around for a lot of these players from the Lake Show, specifically the balance that I talked about. Let's do this when we come back. Let's hear from Laker fans. If you want to be a part of the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show, 877-710-ESPN. Give us your thoughts. What do you think of Montrezl Harrell tonight, Dennis Schroeder? Two games for both of those players where I thought they contributed. LeBron James and Anthony Davis doing what they always do. The Lakers defense on Luka Doncic. Plus, we'll hear from some of these Laker players as well throughout the postgame show. Stay right here. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Alan Sliwa. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
And he threw it away. Another turnover for the Lakers. And here's Finney Smith on a run out. Anthony Davis made him miss a dunk. Wow. Anthony Davis went up and made him miss a dunk. And there was no whistle. The Mavericks think there was a foul.
Finney Smith rushed it because he saw AD in his rearview
mirror. I thought that was great defense from AD.
Oh, yeah,
now,
he was. Yeah.
Good all-round defense from the Los Angeles Lakers tonight. 9 steals for the Lake Show tonight, along with 4 blocks. The defensive play of the game is brought to you by Adriana's Insurance. Win and save on your auto insurance, and only Adriana's Insurance can guarantee it. We give you more options, unique offers, and exclusive opportunities to get you the coverage you need at the best price. Visit savewithadrianas.com today. Adriana's Insurance. More options, no contracts, just savings. 877-710-ESPN. Laker fans, we'll get your thoughts on the win tonight, 138-115 over the Dallas Mavericks. Couple other things I want to point out real quick. It's nice to see, you know, Michael Thompson was making mention of this in the pregame show. He wants to see a lot more Talen Horton-Tucker. You know, he loved what he saw in preseason. A lot of people did. There's certainly a lot of great momentum around THT right now, and that's been one of the things that you know, we talked about in the preseason, but also the name of Kyle Kuzma was coming up a ton. And now Kuzma on his new contract, his new deal. I know a lot of Laker fans are keeping a close eye on not what he's doing just on the offensive side, but, okay, how's he matching up on the defensive end? Is he finding ways to impact the game in any way possible? It doesn't have to be just scoring points. Are you getting rebounds? Are you getting some block shots or some defensive steals or whatever the case is? So Kuz tonight, 13.6 rebounds and also had a block shot. I thought Markieff Morris came in, hit some shots. LeBron and Markieff Morris have a kind of a unique there's a unique combination between those two players. We saw it a lot during the postseason as well in the Orlando bubble. LeBron finds Markieff, and Markieff is, let's just say, he's not shy to take a three or to take a shot that he thinks is in rhythm. He hit 3 threes tonight. He had 9 points, also had 7 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. So if you're getting this type of contribution from your bench, let me kind of just go over how many points the Lakers bench had tonight. Forget for a second the 28 from AD, the 22 from LeBron, the 18 from Dennis Schroeder, and the 8 points from KCP. Those were your starters. But if you start looking at just the bench players for the Lakers, 22 for Montrez or Markieff with 9, you're at 31. Another 44 total if you add Kyle Kuzma's 13. Another 11 on top of that between Alex Caruso and Talen Tucker, you're at 55. I mean, Lakers ended up, I think, close to 60 bench points tonight. 60 bench points for the Lakers. These are going to be some of the strengths for the Lake Show. And what I'm looking forward to, Lakers got another game coming up against the Minnesota Timberwolves. So they're going to play the T-Wolves coming up here on Sunday. And when you start looking at the Lakers' schedule, they're going to have, and I've kind of pointed this out before, it's not like it's the toughest schedule to start off. Minnesota is a home game here at Staples Center, for as much as home court matters. Portland is a home game. Then you'll go on the road for 2 against San Antonio. Is San Antonio, is that a playoff team? 2 against Memphis. These are all teams that are kind of on the fringe. Then the Spurs again. Then Chicago. Then 2 more against Houston. Then Oklahoma City. Then the Pelicans. Golden State. I mean, you really don't face a real formidable opponent. I'll say Portland is a formidable opponent until Milwaukee on January 21st. So Lakers are going to have some time here to really make some damage. they're really going to have an opportunity to not just, you know, a lot of times we just look at if the team is, okay, are they winning or are they losing? That's it. That's all that matters. But I think one of the things that the Lakers are, the opportunity in front of them is they'll get opportunities to win games. And on top of that, they'll get opportunities to kind of figure things out together and be in a much better position to jive here over the next 30 days or 60 days or whatever the case is. LeBron, by the way, had a nice night as well. 22 points and 10 assists. We always want to, anytime you're going to play Luka Doncic, and you could just imagine ESPN, all the promos that they were playing, hyping up this matchup. First of all, Dallas and the Lakers, but really Luka Doncic and LeBron James. So if you look at that matchup just head-to-head, Luka 27 points, LeBron 22 points, Luka 7 assists, LeBron 10 assists, and Luka 4 rebounds, and LeBron 7 rebounds. So definitely LeBron James got the best of Luka Doncic tonight. No Kristaps Porzingis for the Dallas Mavericks. Here's a reality on the Dallas Mavericks. If they got any shot of hanging around in the Western Conference, Michael and I in the pregame show were trying to figure out, okay, where do you put the Dallas Mavericks in the Western Conference? And them not playing with Kristaps Porzingis is not a good barometer. So if you're a Laker fan, take the win, take the 138 points, take that balance of scoring that I talked about, take the, how many assists do the Lakers have tonight? 33 assists at the Lakers. Take all that. But you really can't gauge Dallas unless Porzingis is healthy. So I don't think they expect Porzingis to come back until after the new year, and we'll see how much into January it leaks until he does come back. But without Porzingis, you know, it's going to be tough for them to really make noise in the Western Conference. But with Porzingis, Michael and I were trying to figure out, okay, where is this Dallas team between the Utah Jazz and the Los Angeles Clippers and the Denver Nuggets and, you know, the Portland Trailblazers? There's a few teams that I feel like are all in the same level. I'd say Clippers got ahead above most of those teams, Denver right below them or maybe even at the same level. But I think Dallas kind of falls into that space where there's a few teams that are all kind of fighting there for playoff positioning eventually once we get down that road. But I think that's exactly where the Dallas Mavericks are. It was nice to see Anthony Davis come out tonight. Much more aggressive, I felt, than in that Game 1 matchup against the Los Angeles Clippers. 28 tonight for AD, 10 of 16 from the field. But the 8 rebounds, the 5 assists, and the 2 steals, that's more an Anthony Davis line. That's more what you're accustomed to seeing from Anthony Davis. Where in that first game, again, I'll reference back to the pregame show, Michael and I were talking about it. You just didn't feel that impact from your superstars the way you're supposed to. And if we want to use the ring night as, you know, an excuse that the Lakers were getting their championship ring and it's going to take a second for them to gel, okay, that's fine. We can use it for that one night. But what you didn't want to see is a couple days later on Christmas that you had another excuse or, well, it's Christmas night and the Lakers didn't come out ready. No, I felt like the Lakers, from tip-off, they were only up 3 at the end of the first quarter, but you felt like, okay, they're going to control this game. And then by halftime, the Lakers were up double digits. I want to say they were up 12 at that point. So slowly but surely, you felt like the Lakers were starting to take control. And AD, a big part to do with that. AD stepping out behind the three-point line tonight, 3 of 5 from the three. I was tweeting out, asking Laker fans if they like Anthony Davis away from the basket, how many threes you want to see him take a game. Well, AD was saying this a couple Zoom calls before, you know, after they do their practices, they have these Zoom calls. He said he wants to take about 5 threes a game is what the team is encouraging him to do. That he's a good enough three-point shooter that he should be taking around 5 threes a game. And tonight, right on that mark, took 5 threes, 3 of 5 from the three-point line, and that obviously a big part to do with the Lakers win. 138 to 115, the final score. If you want to be a part of the post-game Pizza Hut Lakers post-game show, phone number is 877-710-ESPN. We'll get a chance when we come back to hear from some of the players, get their thoughts on the victory, and then we'll start looking forward a little bit to the Minnesota Timberwolves, Lakers, and the T-Wolves. Stay right here. We appreciate you guys tuning in. This is the Petot Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Lakers over the Dallas Mavericks, 138-115, the final score. Points in the Paint all season long is sponsored by Vista Paint. Right now, local residents can take 40% off on factory-direct, high-quality Vista Paint products. A Vista Paint team member will show you how. Locally owned, manufactured, and operated since 1956, Vista Paint, we appreciate their partnership. Lakers actually lose points in the Paint battle, 54-52, so the Mavericks handle that. How about that stat earlier? 35-0 in second chance points. John and Michael couldn't stop talking about it on air. Michael was pleading to try to get 1 point from the Dallas Mavericks. 35-0. Lakers 138-115, the final score over the Mavs. All right, let's get a chance. I did mention Kyle Kuzma and how a lot of Laker fans will keep an eye out on him and see how he's contributing this season. Certainly with guys like Dennis Schroeder and Montrezl Harrell coming in, this is a very, very deep team. How will Kyle Kuzma kind of find his way to make sure he's effective? He was 3-of-4 from the three-point line tonight, 5-of-11 from the field, played 22 minutes. Here's Kyle Kuzma following the game.
Hey, Kyle. Merry Christmas, first of all. You guys out-rebounded the Mavs in the first half by a lot. How were you able to dominate the board so well?
You know, making them take tough shots, I think that was the biggest thing. Everybody tonight, you know, did what they had to do defensive end of the floor and made them make tough shots, and they made some and missed some. We were able to, you know, really hold them one shot off. So.
All right, Brad Turner, please.
I know, I'm trying to get it.
There you go, BT.
About the play of the bench, especially you, Montrez, and Marcus Morris. How deep is this team? I'm sorry, Markeith Morris. How deep are you guys, and how much are you guys able to help your starters out tonight?
You know, we're a deep team. We have like five or six guys that any given night can get you 20. You know, we all just, you know, come in, play with energy, and, you know, just try to keep the game afloat or take the game over. So.
Kyle Goon, please.
Hey, Kuz. You know, what do you think helps this team in particular kind of advance its sort of understanding on offense and ability to pass the ball and understand? All right, can you hear me?
All right, Kyle. I think we lost you for a second there, Kyle. Do you want to start over?
Yeah. Just what helps these guys able to kind of blend on offense so well and be able to move the ball and understand where each other is going to be?
Like I kind of said, you know, we got a lot of guys on this team, a lot of talented players, so. You know, the only thing that can really stop us is ourselves. So, you know, we just try to not take bad shots. Everyone's just trying to move the ball and get the best shot possible. Whether that's the person that has the ball or someone on the weak side, just try to find the open man and get quality shots.
Dave McMenamin.
Kyle, Merry Christmas. Outside of the result, what was better about today and what will you need to do on these next couple of games coming up that don't have the hype of opening night or Christmas Day to keep moving in the right direction?
You know, today was a great day. you know, obviously Christmas, you know, happy times, families at home with our families. And, you know, with this game, it was a great game for us. Obviously, it's our second time. We're totally all playing with each other. You know, I think today was a really good step from a communication standpoint, defensively, everyone just talking. And you know, that just speeds up camaraderie and really knowing how to play with each other. So, you know, obviously you don't want to see a team that score 111. But, we got ways to go today.
All right, we have time for two more with Kyle. Let's go to Dan Wojcicki.
Hey, Kyle, Merry Christmas. For the guys that have been on this team last year and knew kind of the recipe for winning, how open do you think everybody is to embracing that it might be a different recipe this year, that you guys might have to do it in different ways, obviously because the pieces are different?
Everyone's open. Everybody's all ears. You know, whether it's you guys telling us something or you know, vice versa. You know, we're all trying to come here with one common goal, and that's to win another championship. So, you know, the number one thing to do that is everyone holding themselves accountable and holding each other accountable. So, you know, that's the thing that we're just up to speed with. Whether you know, I may tell Trey something, you know, he tells me something back, and you know, we're just all ears, all listening, seeing what each other thinks. Everyone sees. So, you know, that's just the best part about playing winning basketball. Everyone holds themselves accountable.
Kyle, would you have worn the shoes that Trez wore in the first half? I know you're a fashion forward person.
Those are sick. I've never seen nobody ever wear no shoes like that in the NBA court. And those are sick, for sure.
Okay, and last question here. Chris Henderson, please.
All right, Cal. So tonight was obviously, I won't say a statement win for you guys, but, you know, facing the Mavericks, who are a potential playoff team, you guys sent out a message a little bit. Can you talk about that and how you guys were not, you know, not so much neutralized Luka, but you guys did some great things. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, you know, we, like you said, we did some great things and we got some things that we still need to work on. We've only been together for less than 2 weeks playing with each other. So we're all just trying to figure out each other's games, what works best, where guys like their spots at, where they like to go all that, where guys are best defensively. So it's going to be a long season. You know, obviously, we're going to have our ups and downs, our high moments like today, you know, even open night with a low moment. But the biggest thing for us is regular season is all rehearsal for the playoffs. So, obviously, us returning guys, we know that we've been through it. And, we're all just trying things out and figuring everything out together.
All right, Kyle, thanks for your time, sir.
All right, that's Kyle Kuzma right there, the Los Angeles Lakers. Listen, this is going to be part of the curiosity this upcoming year, at least for me. I got curiosity on how guys kind of figure out what their role is going to be. And for Kuz, find ways to be an asset for this Lakers team. It doesn't have to all be from a scoring perspective. And, man, this team is so stacked offensively that they can really use. You know, Kuz came on Lakers Talk about a week ago, and he said if there's one area that he wants to improve on and excel this upcoming season, he talked about the defensive side. So Kuz is going to have those opportunities. He definitely is. And to see him tonight, you know, shoot efficiently from the field, hit those three-pointers, I'm sure that's good for him just from a confidence perspective. But I just thought the story – and we'll get a chance to hear from Dennis Schroeder here shortly. But I do think the story of these first two games is Dennis Schroeder and Montrezl Harrell, just to see how they both have contributed for the Lakers in the first two games. And not that it's a shock. You know, I've said this about Montrezl Harrell. He's a walking double-double. You put him in for 20 minutes, 25 minutes, he's going to get you a double-double. Tonight he was 22-7. Okay, maybe I'm three rebounds off from a double-double. And then Dennis Schroeder, two straight games for Schroeder that in the first game he almost had a triple-double. And then in this game tonight, like head coach Frank Vogel said, the fact that he's able to put some pressure on the defense, getting into the paint, scoring buckets in the paint, and being a guard and not a big man. That's obviously key for the Lakers. Dennis Schroeder coming up next. We appreciate you guys being a part of the show. Thank you for tuning in. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Stay right here. This is the PTUT Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN. Lakers take care of business on Christmas night. 138-115, the final score over the Dallas Mavericks. Next matchup, by the way, for the Lakers. So they got the Minnesota Timberwolves, Karl Anthony Towns, Ricky Rubio, D'Angelo Russell. That's coming up on Sunday. It'll be a 7 p.m. tip-off. 5:30 will be the pregame show, so something to keep in mind there. Let's take a listen to Dennis Schroeder. So Dennis Schroeder talking to the media right now. 18 points, 6 assists, 7 of 11 from the field. Ended up with 25 points, or 25 minutes. That's two straight games. I thought Dennis Schroeder in his first two games with the Los Angeles Lakers doing a fantastic job. Here's Schroeder.
What's going on, Dennis? You had a great game tonight. Happy holidays. Can you just speak on just the continuity with the team and how you are able to gel together so quickly?
I mean, they're making it easy for me. You know, the transition since the first day in practice, I think everybody came together. Really don't have young guys really. It's all professionals who are taking it serious. So I think AD and LeBron, they led the way, did a great job, pushing us in that situation. And I think everybody feeling comfortable and everybody just go out there and play.
Kyle Goon, please.
Hey, Dennis. Just being able to play a game like that where the team was so potent offensively on Christmas, are you just having fun? I mean, is this sort of the stage that you wanted when you came here?
I think this group here is it's fun. You know, we want to get stops on the defensive end, but then we just one-on-one, on the offensive end and make it as fast as possible. And I think, yeah, that's our philosophy. We want to go out there, play with energy, get stops and run. And that's what we did tonight. We just got to keep getting better from here.
Jovan?
Hey, Dennis. I'm curious about the offense of spacing with the starting group. Because LeBron and AD command so much attention, and then you got Mark and KCP, searching the floor. It feels like you're just getting right to the rim. You have a runway to the rim. What's that like for you in playing with that type of spacing and just kind of those weapons?
Like I said, we feeling ourselves. We want to get to know each other, and then I think in practice, it starts in practice. Get to know each other in games, especially now. I see that I can go right open to the lane and put pressure on the rim, and nobody really helping. So I can be aggressive because they draw so much attention with KCP out there with the three, LeBron and AD, like you said, and even Mark, he can stretch the floor. So it's a lot of space for me to attack.
Helene Elliott, please.
Hi, and Merry Christmas. Just wanted to ask you, when you came, you were so intent. You were going to start. You were going to start. And Coach Vogel never really committed to it, never really said publicly what he was going to do. Were you worried at all? Were you concerned that maybe you weren't going to start?
Like I said, I'm a team player. Whatever it takes, what I need to do, I want to do it. So, it's team first, and we need to get some wins. Of course, I had the conversation with Coach a little bit briefly. There was my personal thing I wanted to, do this year. But like I said, I'm a team player, and whatever it takes, what I need to do and bring to the table, I do it every single night. So I'm not worried about it at all. And, whatever I can do every night to win a game is what I'm going to do.
Mark Wicker.
Dennis, you were guarding. You had a lot of responsibility on Doncic tonight. What was the team concept in trying to defend him, and how often had you done that before against him? How often had you guarded him in the past?
Yeah, I did it last year. With OKC, we did a pretty good job on him. OKC, That's the reason why coach put me on him beginning of the game. And, I think, you know, we did a great job, you know, putting him under pressure. He's a hell of a player. So draws a lot of attention, but I think we did a great job. You know, I think second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter, we slipped out a little bit, but I mean, that's going to happen. You know, the game is not going 0-0. So we're still working on it. But like I said, it was a good start and got the W.
All right, we have time for two more. Let's go to Eric Williams.
Hey, Dennis, just to add on to that, how much do you look forward to challenge to guarding somebody like Luka, and then how much does that help your offense?
To be honest, that's like 60-70% of my game. You know, I got to play defense, so I get into my, you know, offensive rhythm. You know, I got to full court, you know, pick up some the point guard, bringing it up, you know, just play 94 feet, you know, try to bring the energy, you know, so my teammates see it, everybody sees it, and everybody's into it. So that's what I did my whole life, my whole career, and I'm going to keep doing it, you know, just to bring the energy. Even my energy, you know, on the offensive end is more fluent when I bring that defensive mindset.
And one final question for Dennis. Let's go to Dan Wakey.
Hey, Dennis. Merry Christmas. There was a report that came out earlier today that you and your representatives had talked extension with the Lakers and would kind of get back to that at some point. I guess I'm curious, one, what are your thoughts about possibly extending? And two, you've been here a month now. How comfortable do you feel sort of in this program? And has that changed kind of your outlook as it being possibly a long-term home for yourself?
Very comfortable. For sure, I want to extend. I mean, but like I said, it's got to be fair on both sides, and we can talk about it. But for sure, it's a hell of an organization. What I've seen so far in this month, teammates are, amazing. Front office, the people here, I mean, they're doing everything for you and your family. And just what you want to be, you know, you want to be in that environment that you can just focus on basketball and get better every single day. So I would love to, you know, it's got to be fair on both sides. That's all I got to say.
All right, that's Dennis Schroeder right there. Two games in and conversations about an extension for Dennis Schroeder. By the way, there's a number of reasons for that. First of all, he's a fantastic basketball player. Second thing, he's 27 years old. And he could be a player that, you know, obviously can be a contributor for this on this Lakers team for a while. So we'll see how things kind of play out there. LeBron James tonight, LBJ, as we always kind of look at anytime we, you know, we look at the box score and we look at the results, LeBron James, the guy could have a triple-double or get close to a triple-double, and it never really means anything. And I say that in a good way because LeBron does it so often. 22 points tonight, 10 assists, and 7 rebounds. Just kind of another typical day in the office for LBJ. Let's get a chance to take a listen to LeBron and get his thoughts on the win on Christmas night. LeBron did mention yesterday how special it is to play on Christmas, so certainly this meant something to him. Here's LBJ on the 138-115 win, courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet.
You just mentioned that your guys' film session was where you noticed some of the things and the clear, obvious ways that you can improve from the first game. How did that correlate to the offense specifically tonight, just how crisp it was and how efficient both the starters and the bench were?
I mean, we could have cracked 40 assists if we were more so careless with some of our turnovers, especially in that second quarter. But the way we're moving the ball, the way we were sharing the ball, and just keeping everybody involved, keeping everybody feeling very comfortable on the offensive end, just comes from, you know, the film, like you said, that we dived into the last couple days.
Any specific thoughts on just Trez and Schroeder and the way that they're able to create offense like tonight and on a night where you and AD still do your typical efficient scoring, albeit in fewer minutes?
Yeah, I mean that's what we have them for. We saw what they were able to do last year, you know, both with their respective teams last year. And their ability to score, their ability to be efficient as well, just adds to our firepower that we have. So, it was great to see that tonight. They both felt and seemed more comfortable in what we wanted to do, what we wanted to accomplish offensively. And, it was big for our team.
Dave?
LeBron, Merry Christmas. I got two for you if I could. One of the notable Christmas Day moments of your career is playing in Staples Center on the Heat, catching an alley-oop off the glass from Dwayne Wade. Tonight, you were the guy throwing the alley-oop to AD. Can you talk about the parallel of those moments?
The setting is a lot different. Being in Staples Center for Christmas is just, it's unbelievable feeling. We had it last year when we played the Clippers with our fans here, rejoicing in the excitement from our fans, being a part of a beautiful, Christmas day. But, you know, being able to have the correlation of me catching lobs from D. Wade in the past and then me being able to switch it off and throw the lobs to AD like tonight, it's definitely a blessing.
And a quick second one, if I could. You told us that wine was to be part of your rehab process to get that ankle right. Is there any side effect to the wine affecting that free throw in the third quarter, or what happened there?
Now, I told you the other night when I drink, the wine goes from straight down to the left side of my body. Tonight, I shot the free throw with my right hand, so it had bad side effects. So I'm going to see if I can drink some wine. If I can shoot it down to the right side of my body, maybe it'll help my free throw. It'll give me a little bit more strength to where it doesn't hit absolutely nothing. So we'll see what happens. Maybe I need to drink upside down tonight, maybe, vampire style. We'll see.
Dan?
LeBron, it's a bottle in both hands is usually what works. That's typically just from my experience. I'm curious. Obviously, you guys had a really clear identity last year, and the formula was pretty laid out for how you would win. How willing and open do you have to be for that formula to be changed when the parts change like the way they did this year? Or is it going to be – is it the same formula?
It's the same formula. I mean, our formula last year was to defend at a high level. Rebound, then on the offensive end, just share the ball. And we had two heavy hitters that we knew that can make big-time shots and big-time moments. But we also had complimentary guys that we knew that we could get them the opportunities, as you guys see in the postseason. And it's the same. We have two heavy hitters, myself and an AD. And we also got some guys that can just do some great things. I mean, and as you've seen tonight, Trez, and Schroeder, and Kuz. You can never forget about KCP because he has the ability to go off as well. That's just the name of a few. So we know what our identity is. Our team know what our identity is. And, the ball is going to be in me and AD's hand for the majority of it, of the time, but we have the ability to be able to defer. To Dennis, and he can run the offense, be able to defer and get the ball to Trez in the low post, and he do his thing, be able to get the ball to Kuz in his sweet spots as well. So we know who we are, and we want to continue to build off that.
Kyle, good.
Hey, Brian, Merry Christmas. Just sort of following up off of that, you talk about you know who you are, and obviously. You know, when you look at the scores you have on this team, you knew the potential. What's it like to kind of see that score 138 points in a game and you only have to score 22 of that? Is that so sort of invigorating to be in this situation, see it unfold?
That's what the game asks for. The game asks for and calls for being well-balanced. We have four guys that basically was in the 20s or close to it. Dennis had 18. It was just moving the ball. Everybody was in a great rhythm. Trez did a great job of offensive rebounding. He also did a great job of being posted and making his shots. AD was AD, but I felt Dennis was just more aggressive tonight, going up to his pick and rolls at times. He stopped behind and made him, got to the lane, got his finishes, got his mid-range going. But, we have the ability to where we can have four, maybe even five guys that can score in the 20s. Along with Kuz on any given night, as long as we're sharing the ball, as long as we're efficient, as long as we defend it. So it was a beautiful thing to see.
All right, that's LeBron James right there, courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet. LBJ, that's two, I think, post games he's referencing, drinking wine, and that kind of helps him with everything. Okay, all right, let LBJ do what the king does. 138-115, the final score. Lakers over the Dallas Mavericks. Quick reminder, coming up on Sunday, the Lakers – and the Minnesota Timberwolves, right here at Staples Center. So coverage on our flagship station, 710, of course, begins at 5:30. So tip-off's going to be set at 7 o'clock. So you get a chance to hear me and Michael start things off at 5:30. John Ireland and Michael Thompson will take it from there with a call. A good Christmas night for Los Angeles Laker fans out there. As always, we greatly, greatly appreciate you guys being a part of the show. Merry Christmas to everybody. You've been listening to the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.